Everyone knows about Rudolph, our fleet-footed friend from the north. Light set his way through the darkness as he drives his sleigh back and forth. But there's someone else we should mention if we want the whole story told. He carried the first gift of Christmas, more precious than diamonds or gold. Nestor was a donkey who seldom laughed or played, 'cause no one ever used him in the stable where he stayed. All the camels teased him, the other donkeys too. They said, "Look at little Nestor, there's nothing he can do. Look at little Nestor, his ears hang to his knees. When he looks at his reflection, ears are all he sees. Nestor's heart was broken and his eyes were full of tears. If only there was something he could do about his ears." One dark night, two strangers gave Nestor a surprise. They chose him from all others, for they loved his gentle eyes. The man was called by Joseph, and Mary was his bride. She needed help to Bethlehem, and Nestor's back to ride. Well, they traveled through the desert, but hadn't gone too far, when winter clouds no longer let them see their guiding star. But Nestor learned a secret as he listened to the breeze, and the angels gave directions to the ears that touched his knees. Look at little Nestor, his ears hang to his knees. When he looks at his reflection, ears are all he sees. Nestor's heart was broken and his eyes were full of tears. If only there was something he could do about his ears. So it was that Nestor found the manger where they stayed, where kings and wise men bowed before the baby as he lay. Mary bore our Savior and Nestor brought them there, a gift of love from God above for all the world to share. Though Rudolph, I just love you, I know you'd want it said. Nestor's ears are lovely as a reindeer's nose is red. So children, if you're happy when you trim your Christmas trees, you might thank a little donkey whose ears hung to his knees. Look at little Nestor, his ears hang to his knees. They shouted as they praised him, and his friends were all so pleased. Nestor was so happy, and his eyes held no more tears. For now the world knows Nestor for his laughter.